The climate conference in Peru, which just concluded, was a successful conference in that it paves the way for the adoption of a new universal and meaningful agreement next year in Paris. There was also agreement on the scope of the mitigation commitments and contributions that countries will submit next year.
Can you elaborate a bit more on that? What do you mean by that?
One of the important outcomes of the Lima conference was a decision or an agreement by parties on the scope of these future commitments and the upfront information that countries need to provide when preparing and submitting these contributions. And they also agreed that most of them will submit these contributions by March 2015. And already we've seen the world's three largest emitters of greenhouse gas emissions providing a preview to the level of commitments that they will embed in this new agreement.
Can you name them?
Yes. The European Union in October agreed on their post-2020 emission reduction targets. They agreed to cut their emissions by 40% below 1990 levels. And in a joint announcement in November, the United States and China also made announcements on their post-2020 climate actions.
So what issues were not resolved at Lima?
For example, the capitalization of the Green Climate Fund. In Lima, there were additional pledges by a number of countries, including Australia, Austria, Belgium, Peru, and Colombia. And this surpassed the $10 billion capitalization goal that the Secretary General had set at his climate summit. So there were extremely positive discussions on many previously intractable issues. But going into 2015, a number of difficult issues would need to be resolved. Issues related to differentiation between developed and developing countries. Although the US-China joint announcement provides a very useful example on how this issue can be resolved, but it remains one of the difficult issues that would need to be addressed. The legal form of the final agreement will also need to be addressed. And the Secretary General has been quite clear in advising parties that they need to first focus on substance before addressing issues of form. The issue of finance will also need to be addressed. The capitalization of the Green Climate Fund was and is an extremely useful and valuable start, and it has a high degree of momentum into the negotiations. However, developing countries continue to seek clarity on the previous commitment to mobilize $100 billion by 2020. And over the course of the next year, we're hopeful that there can be some clarity provided to these countries to incentivize higher levels of mitigation ambition from them.
So for the next conference scheduled in Paris, what is your main goal? What will you be focusing on?
Well, countries have already agreed that they will adopt a new universal and meaningful agreement in Paris. So the main expectation is for countries over the course of 2015 to negotiate vigorously to finalize this agreement in advance of Paris, we're hoping. So there's a pretty rigorous negotiating calendar that was agreed on in Lima. The first meeting is in Geneva in February, and the Secretary General has been crystal clear in calling on countries to focus on substance and to focus on the negotiations to ensure that most of the difficult issues are resolved well in advance of Paris.